UK-France extend Channel small boat deal that hasn't stopped crossings. UK and France extend one-in, one-out small boat scheme until October despite no drop in Channel crossings. The UK and France have extended their controversial one-in, one-out small boat asylum scheme until October, despite it failing to stop Channel crossings since it launched in July 2023. Asylum seekers say the plan offers no real solutions. The UK and France have quietly extended their one-in, one-out small boat asylum scheme until October, months after it failed to curb Channel crossings despite its 2023 launch. The deal, signed by Keir Starmer and Emmanuel Macron last July, was supposed to swap one asylum seeker arriving by boat for another sent back to France. But the numbers tell a different story. 2024 has already seen more crossings than the same period in 2023, with over 12,000 people arriving so far this year, according to Home Office data. The policy's extension means the UK will continue processing asylum claims from those returned to France, while France will accept the same number of people it sends back, without any guarantee the crossings will drop. Critics say it's a bureaucratic dance with no real teeth. Hashtag critics call the scheme a paper policy. Asylum seekers and migrant rights groups have slammed the extension as a hollow gesture. "It's not stopping anyone from coming," said Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, a human rights campaigner who's worked with Channel crossers. "People are still drowning, still risking everything because there's no safe route." The scheme's original pitch was simple: for every person who made it to the UK, France would take back one asylum seeker already in the UK. In practice, legal hurdles and France's reluctance to accept returnees have made it nearly impossible to enforce. Only a handful of people have been swapped under the policy since its start. Hashtag France's role in the failed plan. France has been the UK's main partner in trying to deter small boat crossings, but the country's approach to asylum has shifted under Macron. In 2023, France processed around 130,000 asylum claims, its highest ever, while pushing back over 18,000 people at its borders. Yet the UK's Channel crossings kept rising, with record numbers in both 2022 and 2023. The one-in, one-out deal was supposed to thread the needle, reduce UK-bound boats by making returns easier. Instead, it became a logistical nightmare. French officials cite legal protections for asylum seekers, while UK authorities struggle to verify claims quickly enough to make the swaps happen. Hashtag what's next for the policy? The extension buys both governments more time to figure out what, if anything, will work. Starmer's government has hinted at stricter asylum rules and faster deportations, but the Home Office hasn't detailed how that'll pair with the French deal. Meanwhile, people smuggling gangs are adapting, using newer routes and larger boats to avoid detection. The policy's future beyond October remains unclear. Hashtag broader fallout from the failed scheme. The scheme's struggles highlight a bigger problem: there's no single fix for Channel crossings. The UK's Rwanda deportation plan is tied up in legal challenges, while France's asylum system is overwhelmed. Migrant boats aren't slowing down, and neither government has a clear answer. For asylum seekers, the extension means more uncertainty. Many have spent months in makeshift camps in northern France, waiting for a chance to CR.